Hello, hello, and welcome to Reload Podcast. Welcome back, and as usual, I'm joined by...
Lee Maxwell.
And Connor McCann.
And do you want to say your name?
I'm Nigel, by the way.
That's good.
I have no idea what episode it is, Connor.
I was actually panicking there trying to pull it up, and I don't know. I think it's 111, is it?
If we just go 100 and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Aye.
Something like that.
We'll get you to say all the numbers, and I'll cut them out as we need it.
Yeah. So today's a bit special as we're enjoying the sunshine.
We are
indeed. In the sunny climate of Carrickfergus, County Antrim.
Yes.
Look it up on your map, folks, if you don't know where it is. We're at a Cars and Coffee event run by Gethin, a.k.a. GTNI, doing a fundraising thing for his daughter Rachel. He's going on a mission to Romania, and the turnout has been absolutely brilliant.
Hasn't it just?
The variety of cars through the ages is absolutely fantastic.
I was actually saying this to Gethin earlier, that like, a lot of the stuff you'll get, like churchy folk, like older people have cars tucked away, and they won't necessarily come to our traditional type events.
Yeah.
And then they come to something like this because they see it's involved in the church or for charity or something. And Lego Curry Show was the epitome of that. Like,
yeah.
We talk about
yeah.
it every year.
Bang on, yep.
And like some of the cars, like you're looking at, you have to use it. Like the attention seeker guys are parked behind us, and they're at all the shows, and all the show regulars are here. But then you're seeing the most random of stuff.
Lada 4x4.
Lada's, the Suzuki.
Performante Lamborghini.
The Suzuki Mighty Box.
The old 50s American, I don't even know what it's called.
Some sort of Fleetwood. Yeah. It's huge. It takes up the space of every three Golfs.
Fast and Furious sort of cars floating about too. Like
there's a load of Porsches just came in.
Yeah.
They all came together. They must have only got out of bed just now.
Money don't sleep, Lee.
And then that little... Kei wagon, what is it? Sport wagon? Or
I think it's the Suzuki, I think it's a Mighty Box.
Mighty Box,
yeah. The wee black
so
thing.
Funky.
It's like
yeah.
a wee pickup.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. I got it parked in behind Richie's S14, the wee JDM section there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some really nice stuff here.
Really good. Well done to Gethin. I think there's going to be a lot of money raised by the looks of it. People
yeah.
are digging deep.
There's also a Mark III Polo bread van with a 16-16 valve in it.
It has stolen my heart.
Pickle. Yeah.
That threw me back a few years.
I am a big
small
block.
Where is Andy Maxwell when you need him?
Fuck Andy, where's me? I love a small block. And those.
You love what, sorry?
Small block. And I don't love you, don't worry.
Connor, don't look behind you. Ricky's making a gesture at you.
Yeah, so like, that's the 16 valve out of the 01 Polo GTI, 6N2 GTIs. And then we're having.
They have a habit of dying, or is it the older one?
Oh, I don't know. The older one's bulletproof. That's the AF8, it's the 14-16
right.
valve.
Remember your man, you call your boy, done the Mark 1 restoration and he stopped doing YouTube, the
oh,
English guy.
Matt's, was it Matt? No.
Remember he bought one, the engine was dead on, and then he said, oh, it's quite common, these engines.
The gearbox is going, Dan.
Chambers.
Dan Chambers, there we go.
Aye, the early ones, the gearbox was always an issue because I had a 16-valve 6N
yep.
and the gearbox were always...
I love those.
But I remember Andy Maxwell telling me that they're handy sorted. You can do preventative ones.
Yes, Andy told me that, like a couple of hundred quid will build the box, put new yep. bearings and stuff in it, and it's done then. And to be honest with you, that was always my plan with the Polo, was just do it and have it done and it's out of the way.
Transformer the Civic Type ROA passed.
I quite like those, a bit of a soft swap for them because they're fast.
Are they in the 2 litre turbo at that
yes,
stage?
Yes, aye.
Yeah.
The
it's great for visuals.
Is this cool one?
Oh, anybody
sounds
hear that?
Pretty good too. I'm trying to think what else. There's the Lotus Cortina down there as well.
Yep.
The white one with the green stripe down it. Was it Eurotrap with the smooth
yeah.
steels?
It's really
widened
nice.
Steels. It's fucking lovely.
I think it was at the Ford show in Bangor last weekend.
Probably was, aye.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was two very nice Novas come in. Did you see them? A
yes.
white one and a blue one.
A white
oh,
one and a grey blue.
County Down represent. That's yep. Matt Donald and the crew there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Ah, very good. No, I the breeze blue in those is
gorgeous.
So fucking nice. Yeah. Like, yeah. yeah. It was actually a colour I planned to use on a Volkswagen at some point because I just sort of was like, I pick a lot of colours from different sections. I'm like, that'll suit that.
Yeah.
Just put it in the notes in the phone kind of thing. Then I break my phone and lose all that.
Oh, got the fanboys video on the exit of a M3 competition here.
Well, there's an island there, so he's not going to go sideways, I don't think, anyway.
Responsible driving.
Nice. What's that about?
It's something I see at people car.
All right.
Nothing fancy. Okay.
That's Jeff. It is.
Our previous episode, I have no idea what we talked about.
Did we talk about? Oh, the aftermath of Dubshed?
It was the Dubshed.
Yes. Yeah. I think with a bit more energy, I feel.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've had a tray bake. I've had some.
Oh, shout out to the catering here today.
The Presbyterian buns.
Presbyterians for the win.
That's it.
I had a complaint that the orange juice is a bit weak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I didn't have the orange
Presbyterian
juice.
Apparently, but...
Well, they're known for being
miserable. Blackcurrant was spot on.
Blackcurrant was grand. I had it too.
Nope. Big fan.
Weak juice. I'd actually rather have weak juice than strong juice.
I can take or leave it.
Strong juice can be a bit...
Yeah. Strong?
Yeah. Okay, let's stop talking about juice.
We're talking about all the important topics.
What's new with you? Crack on,
I'll be perfectly honest with you. Fuck all. I've done nothing to the Mark II because I think I sick of myself in the run-up to Dubshed.
Just taking time out.
I've taken a bit of me time. Although me time for me is when I go, I'm not doing anything, and then I sit in the house and beat myself up mentally for not doing anything. So it's not really relaxing anyway. I did put an auto dock order in for like 130 quid's worth of bits just to get it ready for on the road. So I'm waiting for that coming. What else have I done? It's just I'm going to rebuild the drive shafts and new CV joints, and I'll paint them when they're out and throw them up in. What else have I got? The brakes to do. And
realistically wise, I think, did we talk about the last, what's the show you're aiming for?
Eurotreffen. Aye, I'll have it on the road before that, hopefully, but that's the first show I want to do is Eurotreffen.
Yeah.
I'd like to have done DB and the Key. I was talking to the guys, but I'm not going to be ready in time. Yeah. And then we'll be away after that quite shortly as well, so it just doesn't really work out, unfortunately. The Bora did a wee bit of work on. Every time you turn the Mark IV on and there's an issue, it beeps and beeps and beeps, and it's fucking soul destroying. Like it's like someone stabbing you in the ear, and I finally get sick of it and was like, right, this needs to change. So I went in, changed, it was like one of the water sensor level in the bottle was playing up, so every time you turn the key it was like meep,
and the Mark IV beep is really, really cool.
It's very shrill.
Yes, it is. It lets you know it's there. So
it's like, now you must change it now.
Oh, 100%. So got that sorted. Didn't change the bottle, I just bypassed the sensor on it because it's holding water, so it's fine. When I put the steel sump on it, it is looking for the oil level sensor in the sump, which isn't there now obviously because it's a steel sump. So I'm trying to work out how to code that out, so if anybody knows that, let me know, because I have Vicom.
Can't do a wee loop or anything
like that. No, I tried that, and it's looking for, and I was wondering, was there like a resistor or something? I was hoping maybe you could put even a resistor or something in it, but I haven't found anything yet. And then, what else did I do? I actually done something else. I just smacked the recorder there when I left my phone.
Very tasty RS3 accident. Saloon.
Yes, oh, it is indeed.
I think I saw that on the way up, actually.
I think he shall give it beans here.
That's here.
He's very revvy in the way in.
Sweet.
Yeah, there he goes.
Five-cylinder heaven. An S3 as well. And then... All my this is why I shouldn't have downtime, because my mind gets restless and I want a bike again. I know that'll appeal to you now, Nigel.
Yes, because I'm a big guy all of a sudden.
I also...
My daughter told me riding bikes is stupid this morning.
I hate your daughter now. I used to like Rachel, but not anymore. And I also want to pick up.
Is that the celebrity known as John Bill just pulling up here?
It's either John... Is it John?
No, it's not
no,
John.
No, it's not John.
I thought it was internet sensation John Bell.
It might be James. I was getting my hair cut.
It is James.
I was getting my hair cut yesterday, right? And my hairdresser said to me, she was like, oh, I started following your guy John with the Pink Panther. And I was like, the Lexus? Yeah. It's like, it's like, oh, he's so cute. He put that picture up of you and him when you'd lost all the weight and all. And I was like, oh, John, you're so cute.
Such a cute guy.
Is that James? Maybe it is, I'm not sure. No, that's a facelift one.
Is it?
Aye.
Me and my
it's an A. What is it? Not an A86. GT86.
Very
that's
good.
The boy.
Job girly.
Well, I was just thinking for the people who are listening but can't see what we're looking at.
Yes, we really need to start recording these things.
And then I also want to pick up. So I really want a Hilux, and I want to put a VR6 turbo on it. Which is
say again?
I want a Hilux with a VR6
Toyota
turbo.
Hilux?
Yeah, with a VR6 turbo on it.
That's I've been talking about buying a pickup for years, but I've just never quite got around to it.
I need one.
We need one.
No, I need one mentally. I miss having a pickup
for my mental health. You get that paid for in prescription in the NHS.
That'd be great. Fuck, I'll take one.
I don't want any opiates. Just give me a pickup with VR6 turbo on.
Prescribe one Hilux, please.
Thanks, Doc.
But yeah, that's me. That's all I've been doing. Fuck all, basically.
Cool.
Overthinking.
Lee?
Same. Very little. I've bought a few bits. A few bits have come for the Jetta. I'm aiming to have it out, hopefully, later on in the summer too. So, other than that, just planning for our trips and stuff away.
Yeah, boy. Buying clothes.
You'll be away mid-May?
Yeah.
Mid-May, yeah. I can't remember. What is the 14th of flight, maybe?
Aye.
And then you're away again in September?
Yes.
Yes, possibly, yeah.
For it.
Yeah, and CleanFest is the week before, so we're going to CleanFest.
Oh, what a cracker.
Motherfucker, yeah. Big fan of that.
Yes,
yeah.
That was announced during the week there, so aye, we were very happy about that.
It was rumbling around Dubshed. Is CleanFest happening? Is CleanFest happening?
And then you were worrying as well. You actually asked on the podcast last week as well.
Not panicking, like, but, you know.
I was
actually considering just going to Edinburgh for the weekend for the crack.
I know, so would I. It's always good.
Yeah, so it's on the 1st of September.
Yes, aye. And Sunday's the 1st, I think it is, yeah.
And they're expanding with bigger halls and a few other wee bits that'll be
motorsport as well, I've seen.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's a bit of sideways action planned by the sounds of
nice.
It.
Nice, that'll be good.
Yeah.
So what about you?
Yeah, let's get into it then.
What have you been up to?
Well, where to start? I got loaned by Agnews in Volkswagen Mollusk a Mark 8 Golf R for the weekend, which is very much appreciated. So shout out to Simon Trainer and all the guys at Agnews Mollusk. Got it on Friday, left it back on Monday morning, and my opinion of Mark 8 has changed considerably. What a package of a car.
Everybody that I know that has one or a GTI loves them.
They're, my problem before I went into it was automatic. The looks of it, you can get past looks, but digital dash, the haptic was the problem, major problem for me. The performance of the car and the handling of the car, absolutely fantastic.
Nice.
Done a couple of runs in it, done the Ards Peninsula loop on Saturday with family, and then on Sunday morning done the coast road, and just phenomenal car. And you can see how Volkswagen have just improved up through from the Mark 5 right up to the Mark 8. And Simon was actually telling me, he was leaving it back at the 8.5, they're stepping away from that haptic again. I think yes. I announced that last year, but the haptic is so distracting, it's actually dangerous.
That's the touchless buttons, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's sort of
like an iPhone screen, so
it takes away from the driving. Simple task of adjusting the heating, you're distracted from the
you're
screen.
Looking for it, aye.
Just menus over complicated. The messed up there, they won't admit it, but it takes away from what could be a near perfect sporty daily driver.
That's impressive, yeah. And it is annoying that it's like when you're distracted from driving, or like I said before, it was in the last episode or a few episodes, where I'm not even used to the Boro with a digital climate control and it has buttons. It's taking so long with that.
Like, you know yourself, older car, even my 2016 Golf, it's just a slight motion, moving your hand, you know where it is.
Yep.
You adjust the temperature.
There's a rotary dial and away you go.
Yeah. Or even their steering wheel controls for volume and radio and stuff like that there. Now, there is on the Golf 8, but you don't know if you've touched it properly, if you adjusted it right, and stuff like that there. But, no, see the handling, the power of it. Even Golf R seats, like, I was in it for hours last weekend. So comfortable, yet firm. You know,
oh, that's good,
yeah. Holding. The club sport seats, I've took it on a long drive before. They can be uncomfortable after a while, like maybe because I'm 46 or whatever, but I find it just it does everything for you. Now, I took my brother out in it, and we both agreed it's a car that just does everything right, but it'll never blow you away.
It's just a perfect daily or a perfect good all-rounder.
Yeah.
There's a V8 Jensen
away out, yeah. No, I have to say, very, very, very impressed with it. Looks can be, some people like them, some people don't.
Well, if you're inside it, you're not looking at it. That's
yeah,
the way I look at it.
That's it. Brakes, very good. The gearbox is sensational. So smooth.
You were saying it's more like the Porsche PDK one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I would compare it to PDK. They're just there's the old DSG and the Mark 5 was like, there was no lag in the gear change.
That's impressive, yeah.
They really have, the chassis is just fantastic, isn't it?
I remember driving your red
That was before I got the TSE mapped.
Yes, and I did not like it at all. I see 80 putting what looks like a R32 Defy 24 valve manifold into the back of his Mark II.
That looks suspicious.
Is that a sign of things to come? Who knows?
80, you need the rest of that, mate.
You never know who's watching.
No, really enjoyed it.
I'm wondering, has he the rest of it? That's why.
Maybe he's doing a wool ornament. You never know.
I like it.
Yeah, Mark VIII. Very much enjoyed it. I think the value's to be had when they're a year old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there was one out in the forecourt a year old for 10 grand less.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's some drop in 10 a year.
But that's some value.
That is. What sort of money is a 10 is a year old one?
33.
Yeah, so that's back to what the Mark VII performance packs GTIs were then, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. On the note of new cars, I think he's given me an ID4, I think, next, by the way.
Oh, right, that'll be
so
cool.
I'll have to give you a shout.
No, right,
that'd be
don't try and throw up when you're in it.
I'd be interested in it.
I'm just out of interest. Because I left it back. He's saying, I'll have to get you out in an electric car, seeing you not that greatest fan of them.
Ah, yeah.
He says it'll change your mind.
I'd like to be proved wrong.
Yeah. Well, this one's 300 brake.
Well, there we go. I'd really like to be proved wrong.
That's what's, in conclusion, the delivery of power, you're moving away now from turbo lag and stuff like that. There's smooth
delivery
of power. You have a smooth gearbox. I think there's a small jump now between the comparison between electric and petrol cars now, because everything's so smooth and linear.
Uh-huh.
And an electric car's smooth and linear. So it'll not be that big a leap for some people.
Yes, where if you're into like the older stuff with bigger turbo, a bit of turbo lag, it's a massive, or even like a TDI, say, would be a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, the TDIs have got very linear now as well.
Yeah. The pickup now, like the club sport, the pickup's very good, but the pickup and the R was just
incredible.
Just instant. Absolutely instant.
And it's totally standard.
Yeah.
Aye.
Completely standard. Staying on the sort of Volkswagen dealerships, the saga continued with my club sport.
Oh, yes.
The warranty stroke service plan continuation.
Is it on? Is it off?
So I had it, what I initially thought was sorted out. I booked it in for Phillips for a service and a warranty check on the headlight. That was last week. I left it in and I was standing waiting to be dropped into Lisburn because they were going to be 2 or 3 hours doing it. Just I was going down about Lisburn and I was standing waiting for one of the guys to leave me out. Next thing, the service manager comes up and he says, they aren't permitting us to go ahead with authorisation. The account has been blocked.
Right.
So whoever had said the account had been unlocked a couple of weeks ago hadn't pressed the button to unlock it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That took half an hour to sort out. Got it sorted in the end. And good news, got it serviced. And when I was picking it up, he says, it needs a new module, which had been replaced back in January by the previous owner. And he says, but there's condensation in the headlight. I'm going to try Volkswagen here for a new headlight.
Oh, nice.
And he phoned me back the next day and he says, yep, Volkswagen approved new headlight.
Lovely.
Happy days.
So I get a new headlight module.
Nice.
So that's pretty damn good.
Happy days.
In my books.
One less thing to worry about.
So she's serviced and getting new headlights. She goes on Tuesday for the new headlight. What else? Nothing really. When I was out driving the Golf R on the Saturday, I took a run into Bangor. The Ford show was on. You were down at McKee's Clock there at the harbour.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good wee show.
Yes.
It's usually
rammed.
Yeah. Severe
Speaking of Andy, there he is.
There he is.
He's Andy. Just pulled in.
Better late than never, Andy. Big smiles as usual.
Senior Maxwell.
So, good turnout. Severe lack of Mark 1 and Mark 2 escorts.
Oh, really?
Don't know if there's been a fallout or what, but lots of Capris and lots of Focus. Big Focus following this country.
Good
show. Enjoyed that. So, hats off to the Capri Club and the RS guys for organising that.
Most of those guys that own the Focuses, like, they're into their older stuff as well, and those new Focuses rust the same as the old Focuses, so it allows them to feel that same sense of emotion
it's
for them.
It's that connection.
It is, yeah.
It's that connection with
Ford. Ford know their brand, like, don't they? They're connecting with the owners.
Oh, dear. Yeah, apart from that, I was of the garage nearly sorted out. I actually got some free fancy cupboards, like proper metallic cupboards with, like, roller bearing shutters on them from...
I know who you're going to say it.
The air traffic control tower in Belfast City Airport.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What were you going to say?
I thought I was going to say your brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Does he not usually get things like that?
No. So where I work at Belfast City Airport, there's
Gavin
a back...
Gavin
Oh, listen to that super.
That thing's so loud.
Gavin Black from Blackline, the 700-odd horsepower.
Let's just take a moment
Supra.
To appreciate this.
So it's a Mark IV Supra in grade jade green metallic, I think it is. Gold-centered CCWs. Here
it's
we
go.
It's
got the green light.
Mercy. Go on ahead, Gavin.
So Clark was out in that with him last weekend in what he described as full deckhead mode. In the dry, I think it spins in third with the NS2Rs on it in the dry. Yes. Yeah.
What was it, 600?
7 something. Yeah.
Through two wheels.
Very cool. Hmm. Yeah, big, big fan of that. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, so I got the backyard in the city airport, there's stuff left every so often as they're clearing out. And it's basically, we are throwing this out.
If you want to take
so
anything.
You just go up to the duty manager and go, mind if I throw this in the back of my car? Uh-huh. Arthur Daly style. And they're just, yep, no
problem. Happy days.
So really high-end shelving I got for the workshop.
That's brilliant.
And
That's good to take it and recycled. Send to sort of throw that away if it's in good order, so you may as well take it.
Yeah.
Nice one.
On a final note then, basically... I need to MOT 3 cars in the next 2 months. And
nice.
I've been on the online booking system, and what a mess.
Oh, yeah. It never changes. It hasn't changed in fucking years.
There's a show in October at the minute.
What month's this? April? End of April? Oh, lovely. Yeah.
I think Derek was messaging about that.
He was speaking to somebody. Aye, Derek Cheshire.
Yeah. Your three-spoke friend.
That's it. He copied me in the future.
Marty McFly.
That's it. Got the shoes and all.
Yeah. Like people say, oh, you have to hit refresh and all the rest of it. At the end of the day, the system should be capable.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, it's all right for some people. Like, occasionally, if you do have access to a computer in your work, you can just hit and refresh, but like, not everybody
just
can do that.
Just open the tab and just go back to it every so often.
But not everybody can do that. That's the problem. You're standing on a building site swinging a hammer, you can't do that.
And the best part is, the refreshes usually come during 9 to 5 hours.
Aye.
So if you're working 9 to 5 and can't get access,
you're fucked.
You're screwed.
Yeah. Fun times. I got the MOT, the Mark II as well.
Privatise MOTs.
Correct answer.
Just pay for them, it's all right.
Okay, that's news. Do you want to move on to news?
Yes.
Before we do, should we talk about one of our sponsors?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Robin, Studio 10. Announcement from him this week, he's changing to his summer opening hours.
Oh.
So they
summer
are...
Summer breeze.
I can't remember what they are. But he has changed his opening hours for the summer. He did this the last couple of years, I think. So Fridays is for like pick up and drop offs. And anyway, check out his socials and it will tell you the times.
I think
quite
Nigel's
sure.
Actually checking the socials here at the moment.
Nigel's checking the socials. Good
should
man himself.
Should really do this. Oh no, it must be on Facebook only. I know.
Yeah, so Robin obviously works with the customers, pick up, collection. It's a sort of business as well, being like a small family-run business too that will work with you, you know, and that's what it's about. It's like it's that fantastic service that you're getting from not only the product and the work that you get, but the service that you're treated with. You and I actually were talking this week coming up the road about like family-owned hotels and things like that, and you just don't get that from a bigger business, you know. And that's where it's that personal touch that makes you feel welcomed and like a friend of the business, nearly. Yeah.
Enthusiast, Ron.
Yes, that's probably... You just said in 2 words or 3 words there what
would
I said.
You took in 10 sentences, yeah.
I cannot find that post unless he deleted it.
Well, it turns out
he's basically just collection pickups. I think Thready's just 8 to 11 or something like that, I think is the way he's running it now.
Yeah, that sounds right.
We'll dictate his hours for him.
Yes.
Robin, we're going to say these hours. He works 24 hours a day. Monday to Thursday.
He basically does
8 to 6 Monday to Thursday and Friday 8 to 11 for collection and drop offs.
There we go. I'd have had him working
super
more.
Super professional.
You yourself.
He doesn't work enough.
That's it. He should work
message
more.
And tell him to stay longer.
Yes, we said.
He really loved that, so he would.
It's not the reload discount. We just get him to work a bit more for you.
No, give Robin a shout. He'll look after your machine.
All your detailing needs.
Properly.
News then?
I have nothing.
Nothing.
A big dog is going to attack me.
That's a big
Look
fluffy
a big
dog.
Flover.
Oh, big LCS, and I love him. He's like myself, though. He needs a haircut. I got mine yesterday. He should go. Shout out to Vicky and John Bill. First bit of news then I have is a big one in the F1 world. Adrian knew he was making noises about moving from Red Bull.
Yeah, I think he's pissed off with the whole situation.
Yeah, that team is imploding at the minute, yeah. And that will be the biggest loss to them.
Well, they reckon so, Max is on the road out too, don't they?
Yeah.
Where's he going to go to?
Mark?
Wherever he wants.
All right.
Or indeed, wherever he wants.
Well, I mean, he's debatably the best, if not one of the best drivers on the grid. The argument is always
Lewis Hamilton until they got a shit car.
Well, see, that's the problem. Yeah, cause that's always the argument. Oh no, there's.
Oh, we have two dogs.
There's
two doggos.
I've got rescue dogs. Oh, we really should have a video here. We're talking nonsense.
I've been distracted by two stations. Yeah, so like, much like Max knew he can go where he wants.
Yeah.
The other thing he
has, name is price.
Well, that's it. Yeah. The thing is, he has said that he doesn't need the money. He doesn't care about
the
money.
He's just doing it for the fun.
He can go where he wants. He's obviously the love of the job. But the other thing he says is he might retire. Because he is contracted with Red Bull, and like, they can buy out a contract somewhere they want, but if they want to hold them to it, I think I read somewhere about 2027 before he would be able to work properly anywhere.
If he has a non-compete or something, yeah.
Yeah, so he could go into a different discipline. I think he's into boats, he could go into power boats and things like that. But if he retires, what he said is, like, he has nothing left to prove.
Yeah.
He's went through two very dominant eras with Red Bull. You had Vettel in the early 10s, and then now. So what, of like, 7 World Driver Championships and 6 Constructor titles under him? Like, what more can the man do?
Not too shabby.
No. And nobody will tell me otherwise that it's not his doing or a heavy input from it. So that'll be interesting. If he leaves F1, it might level the playing field out a bit.
Yeah, true. Never thought it that way.
Mark III Supra and...
Oh, Vauxhall.
What's that, a two-door Viva?
Viva.
Something else coming out here. Some convertible.
That's a Mr. 2.
Oh, Senior DOS.
Senior DOS.
So yeah, that'll be interesting for F1 in general, because that'll be a massive loss. Like I say, that man can go where he wants. I seen there was a meme as well there, Fred Vasseur, and he's like, when he has managed to sign Lewis Hamilton, and Adrian Newey, if he gets him, like walking around like shaking hands like the Godfather. yeah, that's me for that one. Tell me, you good?
I had a couple of things, and my phone has decided to just shit itself, so bear with me.
Well, here, I have another one.
You go ahead.
Speaking of Ferrari, right? Imagine you're 24 years old. You're working at Prestige Dealers in Germany. You're handed the keys of an F40 to take it to the local car show.
Yes.
And you're just like, there's a car is idolized by millions around the world. Some posters in your bedroom, probably in this kid's bedroom, you know, when he was younger. You're taking it through a tunnel and you smack it off both sides of it.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. Oh,
what's
no.
What's that, 2 or 3 million?
Yeah, so it was on the dealership's website for 3.2 million euros. Yeah, and he took the front end of it. So they don't know, they haven't come out and said whether it was driver or mechanical failure or what was happening with it. But
in Germany?
Yeah.
Scheiße.
Mm-hmm. So, bad times there.
Very bad times.
You imagine the dread of that happening, though. Just fucking... the cold sweats or like
just walk into the ocean.
Yeah, oh yeah. And like, of course it's going to end up on social media and it's going to end up
that's
on news sites,
and
we're talking about it.
Yeah,
and yeah, such a rare car. You can imagine like going from the buzz of getting to drive it to that. Must be nuts. Like, I was also reading a bit about it too, because I'm not a big F40 guy. I like F50s, but like 450 odd horsepower back in the 80s. Like, is it any wonder those things were revered? Like,
it's, yeah, just, there was the big face-off between the F40 and the 959 Porsche.
Yeah.
I was always 959.
Of course.
I got brochures from back in the day.
The F40 is probably the more commonly known one.
Ugh, BMW drivers.
Of course. They've all just turned off.
I have a wee news story if you're finished.
Yeah, go for it.
Just a quick one, that the 20 mile an hour limit in Wales... has been revoked.
Oh, really?
Yes, so I think I read this too.
Some roads in Wales will revert to 30 mile an hour following backlash at the Welsh government's £34 million default 20 mile an hour policy.
Is this through the towns?
Yeah.
Because it's in Belfast City, isn't it? 20 mile an hour in the centre?
Yeah. Parts of it, yeah.
It follows 500,000 signatures opposing the policy brought by Mark Drakeford. He was a real popular guy.
There's only 250,000 people live in Wales.
Yeah, so part of the people for a change.
Yeah. That's good to see it actually been overturned.
So There we go.
20 mile an hour is ridiculous. It is actually ridiculous.
So it's hard to do 20 mile an hour in a modern car.
It really is.
Yeah. You were talking about Adrian New maybe going into boats.
Uh-huh.
And that's I was trying to find. I had two stories about boats.
Okay.
So
boats and hose.
The German tuner. Well, apparently they're called ABT, but it's ABT.
ABT.
Have unveiled a 603 horsepower sports boat.
Oh shit.
As you do. Bad news is it's an EV, so it can get fucked.
An
it
EV
looks fancy
boat.
But yeah, meh, it's news.
Good luck finding a charging point out in the middle of the ocean.
Or dropping it. All the electric eels will be well charged.
Here's a positive one. When it goes on fire, at least there's plenty of water around to put it out.
Well, that's it. I can just sink it. Just pull the plug out of her.
And the other boat story is about if you would like to buy an amphibious car / boat. It is a boat, but it looks like a car.
I think an amphi car.
It's a Fiat 500. And it looks like this.
It looks like someone set
crashed a Fiat 500 into a boat.
Yeah, onto a paddle boat.
No, it looks like something you get at Barry's.
It does, yeah. That's like the Picky Park with the swans. Yeah.
And it's
Disney
only
got their hands in the implants.
Pretty much. A snip at 96 grand.
Jesus. Oh,
they fly out the gate then.
I like a Fiat 500 too, but fuck that. They've ruined that thing.
I mean, it's cute, but
what is that? Is that a RAV4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks cool. I like it. It's like a lifted RAV4 where
it's got a helicopter landing pad and bolted on the top of it too.
Must be a small helicopter.
Look,
he's maybe part of that RC planes club.
Yeah, it's got a bit of pep.
It does, aye, yeah. It sounds good.
Excellent. Big Volvo Sven.
What's that? A 7 V70? Mark 7 GTI.
It's got the Moose sticker on it, so I think it's got a bit of pep in the step too. Maybe see a bit of 5-cylinder action here. Hang on.
Here we go, folks.
Don't be a diesel. Five-cylinder.
You can hear it, but he's not going for it. There's another club sport away, Nigel. A four-door one. Similar to your own.
How did I not see that?
I seen him coming in.
Club sport friend!
Yes, 500s. I like the wee. Is it a 595 of Barth?
Yeah. There's an Italian tuning guy in Donald, actually. TRW or TRM Motorsport.
Really?
And he does a lot of Fiat 500 tuning.
Fair enough. You wouldn't have thought there was a massive market for it.
Right beside Gilbert Tires in the carriageway, he does a lot of Italian tuning.
Hmm.
See a few wee sporty Fiats sitting there.
I like those.
Yep.
Anything else, Lee?
Yeah, bad news on the WRC front.
Oh, I've seen this.
Ireland's bid to host a round in 2025 gone.
Shambles.
Yeah.
Absolute shambles.
Every fucking time. Like,
but it's all right. You can get some golf to the country, no bother, that absolutely sucks. You know, it doesn't bring anything to local producers, but fills the pocket of the multinational corporations, yeah, and hotel groups.
Yeah, but failure to secure government funding, as per usual.
Another bread van? What?
Is there another bread van coming in?
Life is good. You're in your shorts. Sun's shining.
I have my shorts.
I should
be honest with you, it could be raining here. It's still be my shorts.
The forecast was frost this morning, so I wore jeans. I regret my decision.
I regret nothing.
It is lovely.
I'm definitely going to get burned.
Final bit of news for me then is, because it wouldn't be a real podcast without a car for sale in an auction. Honda NSX,
ooh,
formerly owned by Ayrton Senna.
Oh shit, yeah.
Going up for auction. $500,000 expected.
Was it the NSXR that he developed or helped develop? I think it was.
Yeah. It says here, Ayrton Senna reportedly owned no less than 3 Honda NSXs, 2 black V6s, and this red one that he kept at his home in Portugal.
Red's lovely in them.
Mm.
Very nice.
Local people of my age and older, and Nigel, including yourself, obviously, you might remember the one you used to kick around.
Fine vintage is what you meant
exactly
to say.
Exactly, yes. Aging delightfully. The red one used to kick around Lisburn years ago.
Yeah, is that Marks?
The Marks, yeah. I always liked that thing.
Yeah.
They were pretty modern then, too.
Well, he smokes there's Johnny Kelly.
Is it? Oh, it is. He's dressed for the winter.
Look great.
Oh, there's that wee red van in now. So, yeah. I do like an NSX.
Yeah.
It was that lovely silver one at Dubshed. Totally standard looking one. It was beautiful.
It was
very nice.
Mm.
There's a really heavily modified one in Scotland, a yellow one.
Oh, that's
Sean does the tattooing. Yeah,
yeah.
Aye.
It's not really my cup of tea, but it's also cool as fuck.
It
twin
is insane.
Turbo.
Yeah,
yeah. That's Terry and Barry's friend.
Yeah.
So we had a look around at their unit. And like all the carbon work and all is done to that by themselves. Like it's all like
proper.
Yeah, the wheels were custom built by them. Like everything's all done.
Holy smokes!
It's like the sort of thing that nobody really appreciates, or very few people appreciate until you get around it and get talking to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. That is the news then.
YouTubes.
I do not have a lot of YouTubes.
I have a handful here. Well, I have two actually. The first one, being that I'm on my little bike trip again, is Lane Split Boulevard, which is Asian guys in California building like wee choppers and brat style bobbers and things like that.
Yeah.
They do some really, really nice work, and they do it like all in-house and mostly hand-built, not big money spent on stuff. And then they'll go to like other people and chat to them about it and stuff. It's just really fucking nice, not over-the-top content, just stuff you can turn on for 20 minutes and really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Doctored Garage, or Doctored Garage, because he's in America. Is a guy building an A86 Corolla, and again, doing like standalone and dash swaps, and it's all in-house, home-built stuff that we can relate to, because it's the kind of stuff that we do.
Yeah.
So it's a really good watch. I've been watching that on and off for a wee while, and I sort of had a bit of a kick through it this week, which was good. But that is me for the tubes.
Two YouTubes from me. The first would have to be Neil Sheehan from Juicebox has completed his twin cam.
Is it totally finished now? Is that it?
I think more or less. I think it's the Jaff Fest this weekend.
Ah, yes.
But just fantastic work.
Jaff Fest this weekend, Mandela, is it?
Yeah.
Very good.
I think Dave and Josh have cars down there. James Dean borrowed
He's drifting on it, yeah.
He clipped it there yesterday.
Oh, no.
Nightmare.
Aww.
And then Josh is doing the MX-5, doing a few laps as well.
Very good.
The other YouTube then was, I think it was Top Gear channel.
Uh-huh.
And they basically done, I think it was Ben Collins was celebrating 20 years of the Mark V.
Oh.
And he done a review at 20, I think it was 20 minutes, was it 20 years? It would be 20 years, wouldn't it?
Was Ben Collins the White Stig?
Yes.
Yes, aye.
So he's doing a lot of YouTube. He has his own channel now from last year.
Uh-huh.
I think he was doing a bit of work for them and was basically talking about the Mark V GTA. So if you're into Mark V, definitely worth watching right for 20 minutes. Just a good stuff. But that's all my YouTubes.
I always liked, was it in Top Gear where they had Ben Collins hiding in plain sight, where they were trying to parachute into the convertible.
And they were like, oh, this is a stunt driver called Ben Collins.
It's like he's the Sting.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But nobody knew that at the time.
I read his autobiography, I think, years ago as well. It's very interesting. Yeah. He was ex-military, and then he talks about like touring with Top Gear, and then obviously nobody knowing him, so obviously Jeremy and them are getting mobbed, and then like he's coming along and like nobody knows him, he
just
sort
like
of breezes
of the
through
crew.
Yeah. It's probably the easiest way to work it.
Yeah.
You got any YouTubes?
No, I have a few folk have sent me through recommendations that I've been watching, but I haven't finished watching them all yet, so I might talk about them on the next one.
Seamus sent me one for you about the Ards TT from the 30s, I think it was.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'll have to send that across
to
you as well.
I'll watch that too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Talking about TTs, I'm actually going up to the Northwest this year.
Oh, are you?
I'm helping Blackwater on the Thursday and Friday.
Oh, very good.
That'll be good. That'll be a nice way in around it.
Yeah, so cool.
Where are we here?
Okay, well, we've finished up our YouTube. Will we move on to our questions?
Yes, we drop in our sponsor read here.
Yes.
For Motorfix, our good friends. I'm going to have to drop this in because there's a bit of background noise here and I can't see my phone because it's about to die, so I can't actually get the read up.
So here on Reload Podcast, you'll hear us talk a lot about older cars that need work, but newer cars need work too, and that's where Motorfix come in. Located just off the M50 in Clondalkin, Motorfix are committed to providing you with a world-class service with the backing of a family-owned business. Specialists in all types of vehicles, let their friendly, experienced mechanics handle the stress of everything from routine services to diagnostics to major engine work. With investment in the highest quality facilities, tools and technicians, Motorfix aim to get you back to your day as soon as possible. So if you're looking for an honest, quality and trustworthy service for your vehicle, look no further than Motorfix Dublin. Check out motorfix.ie online or call 01457 8687. Don't forget to add the 353 dial code if you're calling from outside of Ireland. You can also follow them for updates on Facebook, Instagram or TikTok by searching motorfix.ie.
We're going to hear from Rachel Evans, who's actually the organiser of this event, who has roped her father, Gethin Evans, into helping. Lee, do you want to swap headphones there?
So, as we've said, welcome, Rachel, to Reload Podcast. This is your debut.
Aye.
You're the daughter of the man that is Geffen Evans.
Has to start somewhere, like.
Yeah.
God love you.
So, we are at Woodlands. I keep getting mixed up. Woodburn, Woodfern. It's Woodlands, yeah. Presbyterian Church. So, we're having the Cars and Coffee. Do you want to describe what we're here for today?
Yeah, so, our Cars and Coffee today is just a fundraiser for me and 10 others. We're heading to Romania from the 7th to the 17th of July this year. And so we're going on a mission trip just to spread the word about God and do some kids clubs, youth work and some community work on the way.
Very good.
This would explain why there's a load of Romanian flags in when I was in getting buns earlier.
It's all coming together now, Connor, is it?
No, that took ages to put up them flags. Oh my days.
I was looking, I was like, what? They're right into Romania right here. Yeah.
So how long are you away for?
10 days.
10 days.
And when do you go?
7th of July.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah, the day after Eurotreffen though, so.
Oh. Like, don't you be missing Eurotreffen now?
No, I can't. That'll kill me. Local show and that.
Have you been to anything like that before?
No.
No.
So, I'm kind of scared, but.
Aye, but you'd
be grand.
I'd be fine, because it's like the longest I've ever been away from home, like with mum and dad.
That's a good point, like, actually. What age are you?
15.
I have full faith in you, Rachel.
Yeah.
How long's the flight to that?
3 or 4 hours.
That's a long enough flight then, yeah. As well.
We jaunt.
But here, we both thought your mates up a good crack.
Yeah, it'll be funny, but like, sleep deprivation might make us want to like hit each other, but it's See, okay.
I always find when you go away a trip like that there, the first night, nobody sleeps.
It's exciting. Yeah.
And then everybody's knackered the next day, and then the following day, everybody goes, I'm going to bed early.
Yeah, but the first 3 or 4 days, we have to go on like a residential thing. So we arrive and we have to do like a bush camp and sleep outside on the ground.
Oh, that's a great start.
And then wake up at 5 a.m. to go and see a shepherd.
See,
that sounds like a Dish and 38 weekend.
That sounds like I've organised that. Couldn't get accommodation for the first night and went, we're going to sleep outside.
We've left Connor in charge of the accommodation.
Too dear, we're on the grass.
That's it. So how are you finding today then? Has it been a success?
No,
for you?
It's been great. Such a good turnout. Far more than I've expected, but look, it's good. Running out of spaces, but
yeah, here, that's a good thing.
People weren't filling them.
People giving off about having a park in the street. But
so what's your favourite car here, Rachel? Apart from your dad's.
I was gonna say I have to be biased and go with dad's, but I like the green Supra that came in earlier.
Ah,
but just left.
Shout out Gavin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually
it's like Gavin Black's.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright. Yeah, the Supra was nice.
Yeah.
But,
are you thinking Jap card in the future, or are you going to stay German?
No, I need to stick German.
Yeah.
Cause
your dad wouldn't allow that.
I'd be disowned.
Raised well.
But yeah.
Cool.
What's the name of the project?
Exodus. So we're Team 27, if you want to find our Instagram.
I was going to say, is there Instagram, Facebook, probably TikTok as well, I'd imagine.
We have a donation link, I'm sure, on there. Aren't there?
Yeah. If you go onto our team Instagram at Exodus27, and there should be a link to GoFundMe to donate if you want, or I don't think we'll have a TikTok yet, but when we're in Romania we'll have a TikTok just to like go and so absolutely. You can see like what we're doing.
Very good.
Want to see you wearing a Dubshed hoodie out there?
Oh no, I will.
Yeah,
I have to.
A hoodie in July, I'll probably be roasting them.
Enough
hoodie and shorts. I'll bring a t-shirt.
Yeah,
Eurotreffen t-shirt.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Spread the word.
Oh, free advertising.
Oh my God, Dubshed.
Come to Northern Ireland if you're interested.
Listen, thanks very much, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate this enormous.
No,
thank you.
Have a good trip and hope it all goes well
thank
for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
You spoke really well, thank you.
Let's see.
So, questions. Here we go, folks. What have we got?
Borley.
Oh, are we getting a live question?
Borley.
Oh, I think Nigel's going to try us for a wee live question here. Here we go.
We're going to get a live question. Is this a first, is it?
I think it is, actually, yeah.
So we have local Cumberman.
Matthew Borland, a.k.a. Borley.
Yeah. You're definitely a Cumberman now. You're not a Belfast man anymore.
Cumber.
Yeah. Cumber now. So Borley is a first on our podcast to ask a question live.
So here we go.
Having recently went over the water for a car, I always thought the process was fairly daunting and it sort of put me off, so I tried to look for cars over here, but I was sort of wondering, has anybody went, where's the furthest distance someone's went to buy a car, and how was your experience?
Thanks very much, that's a good question.
It is. All my cars,
run Borley, run.
He's away now. All my cars have been bought fairly local. I think the furthest I actually bought a car was Dublin. When I bought the Bora, so Matt bought the Bora off TJ, met him in Dublin, and then halfway home Matt sold it to me, so that's probably technically the furthest I've bought a car away from home. I bought one on Fintna with the Polo GTI, but it wasn't too far. And then...
Where's it now? Did you break it?
Yeah, I broke it. I pulled the engine out of it. I took the engine out with a handsaw.
Is it a dead body laying somewhere in sight somewhere?
Got crushed, I think. Yeah, oh, ended up here. I sold a few of the GTI bits off it.
And the brakes would sell well.
Yeah,
stuff
like I cut those off in the hubs and stuff, and I've got them all tucked away. So the interior went to Fogle and all the wee odds and ends. And then, what else did I get? The furthest to travel for a car wasn't actually for my car, was the Friday before I started my new job on the Monday. I was off, and Gethin had bought the black Mark 4 R32 in Leeds.
That's right.
And the guy was supposed to be lifting the front was fucking around. And he was put up a few things on social media that wouldn't have made me comfortable with him lifting a car for me. And I messaged Gethin and I was like, this isn't my car. Like, this is your car, your ban, and I'm afraid for you. Why don't you just pay for my flight over and I'll lift the car and come back? So, like, I was like, literally, I don't want anything for it. Just, I'll go and do it for you for the crack.
Bit of crack.
So I flew over into Leeds. Alex from Fitted lifted me in the full fucking stickered up Fitted van. We travelled like 2 hours up to, I can't remember what the time was then, and then he dropped me off, picked up the Golf R32, and then I literally kicked the shit out of it from Leeds to Scotland to the boat.
Awkward old drive, that, isn't it?
It was fun.
Did you cut across the mountains?
I did, yes. And yes, correct, at one point I thought, I came out over the hill.
Sorry, the moors, you call them.
Do you know, you know when you're going, this looks like a road the cops would be sitting on?
They do.
But you don't care. And then you come over the hill and you go, oh, fuck, there's the cops. Yeah. And I was like, I have points. But actually didn't. I don't know if they didn't see me or if they're packing up or what the crack was. And then the reason I was pushing so much was I hit the sat-nav. My boat was booked for 7 or half 7, say. But I was like, there's another boat at 3. And I was like, it was saying like 3:10 was the arrival
challenge
time.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, so... I rang him and I was like, look, what's, if I got there at 3:10, could I get on the 3:30 boat? No, you have to be here for 3. I was like, well, we'll make that. I had to get food, I had a fuel stop, everything. I was, and then I ended up having a row in the petrol station with your woman because I was, I filled the car to the throat and then took a photo of it for Gethin to show him what I put into it.
She was rattling the window going,
oh, you can't take me your phone. I was like, fuck you, it's in
there.
You'll
blow up the world.
I was like, I tell you what, do you not want me to pay? Fuck you. It was just one of those ones. I was like, I need to get out of here. So, I was like, you're now chastising me for something I'm not doing, so fuck off. Yeah, I think that's the farthest I've probably went for a car. Yeah, what about you guys?
Ballymoney.
Ballymoney, yeah, it's not just up the road then.
Enter County.
Twice.
And Ballymena for the Jetta.
Aye, yeah.
Ballymoney's probably a wee bit further.
On this island, don't want to get all political, I think it was Bray.
Back here in the south.
Atlas Grey Mark II GTI, I picked one up from down there. And England, I think it was probably Slough. I picked up the Mark II GTD.
Where's Slough?
South west London, out towards.
Oh, like Southampton direction, that kind of?
No, just sort of, if you're looking at London, it's just.
To the right?
No, left. Left. Southwest.
Southwest. All right.
I'm not good with the geography of England.
South of Reading, a bit, I think.
Oh, right. I know where Reading is, yeah.
Oh, I thought Slough was like a harbour town.
Is it?
Fuck, I don't know. You've been there?
I think it is. It was basically a 20-minute drive from Heathrow.
I might be thinking of Hull.
Aye, Hull's harbour.
Yeah.
Bit of difference there.
Yeah. Southampton too, there's a harbour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long drive home, but the longest I sat was, remember Robin had the R50
yes.
Touareg?
You guys went over for it.
Was it Portsmouth?
Oh, that's a right run-up, yeah. It was way down the south coast.
And we were sitting at slightly above legal speeds the whole way home, and it was still an 8-hour drive.
Oh, yeah. Mm. At least it's in comfort and nothing.
No, it was fantastic.
I like
it. It used 140 quid of diesel.
Oh. Oh, yeah. And the fuel bills get lighter here, thankfully.
But what else did Matty say? Where was the furthest? And
how was your experience?
How was the experience? I enjoyed it.
Dead on.
I really enjoyed it. And I was on my own, so it was just that thing of like just losing yourself and switching your brain off and just going for it.
Yeah.
Here's a V8 M3 going out.
Nice, that's nice. Alex. Fine automobile indeed.
That's really nice. That thing, the big brakes on it too.
Yeah.
I quite like those things.
Oh,
was that
so
an E62 or E92?
Yes, my experience in Ballymoney was also very good. Shout out Campbell Cars.
Aye, yes.
Don't think I've had a bad experience though.
Limited Slips Difference podcast. The guys are saying, big shout out to them, says, big tires, small wheels in the Jap scene. Are you seeing anything new?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. Are you seeing anything new in the Volkswagen scene? And when I seen this question, the first thing that came into my head was actually a car that when we heard going out earlier and was parked behind you, Nigel, is clear taillights are making a big comeback again.
That's right. They were a post-millennial type thing, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Lexus lights and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And the all clears are coming back heavily. And I can't remember who it was said to me. He was like, that's a Volkswagen owner that wants to own a Jap car. And I was like, maybe.
Splitters, Maxon. You know,
yeah, they're big into it too.
You know.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff. You find that the stuff comes back around.
Neon's made a comeback there a couple of years ago.
They have indeed. They have. I put Neons in the Mark III like in 2015 for a laugh. And then took them back off again, or just disconnected them. Never ran them, and then everybody started doing them again. Like a couple of years later.
Are you saying you're a trendsetter?
No, definitely not. But it was just like I did it ironically.
Ha ha ha! Look at this. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Whatever's revving there has a lot of blue smoke coming out of it. Wonders that Polo.
Oh my goodness! Something's going to die.
It might be that Polo. They're known for a wee bit of
false stem oil seal.
Yep, exactly.
Smoky smoke.
Anything you guys can think of?
I remember my Polo GT, the valve stem oil seals completely went on it over the Craig on the Hills, and it was like the new Pope was being announced.
The blue Pope. Yeah. What else have we got? This doesn't actually say, because it's a direct message, what Gary's username is, but is it MR_Mitsubishi2?
Evo 2RS.
We know Gary. Gary's building his Evo 2. He says, sup guys, sorry I've been quiet lately, been crazy busy working on the car as and when can. Hope to have some big updates coming soon. Some big parts for the bodywork will be sorted once and for all. And the gearbox is going off to parts restoration for fiberblasting and ceramic coating. Watch the space. I've also stepped into the German car almost 5 years. He's a Merc C-Class coupe, so he's already got some modifications bought for it as well.
Good man.
So he had the GT86, I want to say, as well, the black one. So he has abandoned ship from it. That EBO is going to be really nice when it's done.
Yeah, very thorough.
It is. It's one of those things, once it's done, it's done. That's the best way to have it. You don't worry about it. Chris Moran, he says, if you could have one thing from the factory, what would it be? I.e., something they didn't do, like an engine in a certain car, or something you'd like to change. For me, it would be just one of the bigger engines into the older cars. You know,
the Ford's time type.
Well,
stuff.
Basically, what HPA is doing in Canada is a VR6 turbo and a Mark 7R.
That's right.
That's what they should have.
Frankly, the R32 should have been more par.
Oh, yeah.
Simple as that.
And the 3.6 should have came in the Mark 7 GTI, because there's a few of them have built in Florida now, and it's a really nice swap of them.
Yeah.
But I think that was the EU emissions more than
that. Oh, 100%, yeah. But if you could pick it, that would be it.
A small thing when I heard that question was... Right, Ricky, see you later. A small thing, when I had a G40,
yep,
the servo issue...
Oh, you'd like a bigger servo?
Because they're left hand. When they were left hand drive, the G40s in Germany, they had the proper big master cylinder servo. Sorry, but when they were right hand drive, they just had a wee piddly.
Oh, did they move the servo over?
Yeah,
put it in a small one. Where in like the Lee's Mark One, it's a linkage across.
Just a crap servo. That's the one thing I'd approve, because the brakes and the pulleys were shocking. Shocking.
There
was a Triumph. I don't know if it was a Stag or what came in earlier. Did you see it, like a Targa one?
Yes.
But it is a 70s car, I think he told me.
Uh-huh.
And it had electric windows and power steering.
Oh shit, that would have been expensive then. Quite the luxury.
So, probably something like that.
Some of those 70s cars had both air-powered and hydraulic-powered electric windows.
Imagine see the Cadillacs of the 60s?
Yeah.
They had little power windows, power...
It's because the Americans demand more. The British are like, no, we'll suffer on, it's fine, don't worry about us.
Suffering is our thing.
We're
miserable.
Anything you would change, Lee, from factory, or what you would request if you were getting a new car, you know, or like say older cars should have came with this, or
the thing I just said.
What? Oh, the electric windows?
Yeah.
Just in everything?
Electric windows and power steering in all old cars.
Ah, fuck the power steering. Right, more questions then. Actually pull up the actual questions that aren't direct messages, which I can't do because I can't see the screen and so on.
On a sort of flip to that question. I think a car that never should have been made was the 2-litre nastily aspirated GTI Mark IV.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That was an abomination to the GTI lineage.
The only thing you can do good with those is take the engine out and put in the Mark 1.
Mark 5 Golf Plus, the most pointless car ever made.
also
Golf
true.
Plus, yeah. That's sort of a function for some people, I suppose.
The really tall. Marty Mim.
Fiat 500 XL. Why?
Here's a V6 TT going out. Should sound nice. Grant Gilland, all the way from Scotland,
Shout
says,
Grant.
Why is a building called a building if it's already built?
Shut up, Grant.
I feel like X-Files music should be played right now. Played right now. Yeah.
This is because I did construction in the built environment for A-levels.
Is it because concrete never truly sets? It's a constant chemical reaction?
Possibly. It could be because Grant's a lunatic.
Should it be called a built?
I have to think about this question now. And this will sit with me, thank
You'll
you.
You'll wake up at 3 a.m. tonight.
Oh, 100%. Bro. This is the shit that keeps me awake.
Why
did he ask this question? Ryan Cudlip says, broken helper spring plus mads equals BC coilovers. Oops. He put BCs into the Mark II.
I seen Ryan giving him a bit of race the other morning.
Oh, really?
We would sometimes see each other on the roads.
Oh, very good. What was he driving?
The Mark II.
Oh, nice.
Like she it. Moves. She moves.
Dublin V Dub says, are Mark IVs cool yet? Asking for a friend.
Mark IVs have always been cool. Mark IVs are one of my favourite marks of golf.
I remember when Mark IVs came out. They were not called cool at the time.
I liked them at the
they
time.
They were just people were going, what have Volkswagen created?
Well, we've all owned them.
Yeah.
In fact, you two have owned the same car.
We have, yeah.
You've had it.
R32.
At least one R, yeah. Yeah. I have a Deborah.
A V6 4 motion.
I have the V6 4 motion.
The one thing I'll say, fantastically made.
Yeah.
Oh, so solid.
So ideally, one and a half the last 6 years, and I can honestly say it's as good a build quality as like some of the cheaper cars built 10 years ago.
I think it's one of the last Volkswagens where the engineers dominated over the accountants.
Yes. They're solid.
Yeah.
The problem is they're so solid they're heavy and slow.
Yeah.
But yeah, big. I think we all like Mark IVs, really.
I think we need
yeah.
to start a Mark IV owners club called So Solid Crew.
So Solid Crew.
I have such a horn for a Mark IV anniversary at TNT.
Oh, an anniversary, I was going to say. It's a really rough one.
I would still potentially sell everything I own for Mark IV R32, so.
Yeah, you've talked about that for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
What are good ones making now?
It's hard to tell. They see stuff up for sale all the time. 15.
Is that what they're up to?
Maybe a really good one would be. In the States, you're talking mid-20s. And then there's boys asking, when they're seeing the 100 gram ones, they're asking 60, you know,
but
that
the
way.
States values like are just silly.
All over the place.
I don't know what's going on there.
We'll go over and ask them soon.
There's Arlene Foster.
I know who you're talking about. you bad bastard. That wasn't even
Air.
You.
I didn't say it.
I was going to say. Shout out to the rash men. Stiley Riley says, heading to any Southern shows this year, hardly know the dates as I need to fill up the calendar. Nigel, you're going to ML.
DB on the Key is the 5th of May.
Oh, I've got a list here actually.
Midlands is the 16th, 17th, around about that date.
Oxo Island, 5th of May also.
Oh, is
North,
it?
If you're not able to make a DB dailies. MIBW, 18th, 19th.
18th, no, I was close.
Kilbirnie, 15th of June. Eurotreff on 6th of July.
There we go.
And Vadgie last weekend in July.
Yep, usually is, yeah.
So, yeah, probably do Vadgie. I'd really like to do DB in the Key, but I'm not going to get to. We're away for MLVW, which I'm raging about as well. And once the Mark II is noted, I'm going to do everything. I'm just going to spend...
Live your life. Fucking,
yeah.
Yeah, me too.
The winters are too long. I want to enjoy the summers.
The last 6 years have been too long. Build-A-Banger Workshop, Barry says, how cool would it be if there were pre-meets before Dubshed, like Werthersea and Roots and Alpine Vagfair?
That sounds fantastic, but realistically, on a Friday evening, we are
busy as fuck.
There's the Vauxhall's way out, the Novas.
Oh, look at the wee Nova.
So, the other problem with that is, I find, Nigel, is there's not a big demand for it here. So,
yeah.
Look at Dubshed, look at the shows that we do. People run...
Listener Matty way out there.
There we go. People run the Friday night stack in at Dubshed has become a very recent thing for us, and people have loved it.
It's almost like a meet.
It is, yeah. But because everybody hangs about and hangs out, but see, as soon as the show's done, everybody just runs. Everybody wants to
get out.
There's nobody hanging about, and we do, but it's not the norm. And I find that people think for here you would need a destination thing, and the other thing you run into is people acting like fucking arseholes.
Yeah,
and it just sort of encourages that.
I think in America it's different in that there's such a tight-knit community of enthusiasts. People know how to behave.
Yeah, and it's self-policing.
And it isn't the case here.
It really is self-policing.
Yeah. If you were to have an event, it would have to be a private group closed on Facebook.
And grow it from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the juice box barbecue and things like that. Yeah.
Private invite only. But then you get people going, oh, they're a click, they're a click.
Aye.
But here.
We'll have to behave yourself and you'll get...
You can get the click.
Exactly. No poke, no love. Straight from Canada says, custom all the things. Custom all the things, then you find custom solutions for your custom problems.
Custom for the win.
Fuck, you're right. Shorty1919 says, fix the car for Dubshed, broken the car, leaving Dubshed, hit cars, end of story. He broke himself as well coming up to Dubshed.
That's cars.
He really hurt himself.
I think there's a meme going around at the minute on Instagram. If you want to waste all your money, invest in cars or something out there.
Yes. That's did you share that actually?
There's something about it. It's just
they say get your kids into cars early and they'll never be able to afford drink or drugs.
Yep.
Very good.
I struggle with this every time. With Tags, one is Tigger Kille. You're going to have to tell me that. Yeah, we'll have him on. He can tell us. He says, what's your favourite show / car t-shirt or car related merchandise you ever bought?
The ones you bring back from America are awesome.
Aye. The guys at Alpine Bag Fair and all the shows we do over there, the stuff to do.
It's just brilliant.
Although I really like the Volkswrack one I have that just says across the front of it, I ruin Volkswagens, because that's exactly what I do. And unfortunately now I've lost weight. It doesn't fit me. It's a little bit too big. And you put it in the hot wash. Any of you guys get a favourite stuff? Some of the Mark II Mayday stuff, unreal. I'm going to stock up
that. The Mark II Mayday Roots hoodie from last year with the beach balls and stuff on it that I have is really nice. Cool.
They've got the ideas and designs down there, too.
They really do,
They can't be beaten, I don't think.
I bought a Caffeine Machine shirt last year, and I love it.
Yes,
it's like
a black
kind of work shirt with pockets and stuff on the front of it. I love it.
What would you, Nigel? Some of the stuff we've brought you back?
Yeah, fantastic. The earlier Felgentilt stuff, I used to really like buying it.
Yes, that was really nice. There's some great stuff out there.
I think I've moved away from the modern stuff and it's a bit...
Lifestyle-ish?
Not my thing.
No.
One of my favourites, actually, this is a throwback for you, the Castle Welland one, which was the Mark II in between the two trees.
Yes. Oh, that's
one
of
my favourites.
I think Richie still has that one.
Here. That's a good idea for this year for your trevin.
Bring it back.
Just do a wee rejig on.
Yeah.
Good shout, Lee.
Delete this.
I'm a graphic designer.
And then, lastly, we have roadworks.ire, which I think is Noah, isn't it?
Yes.
He says, do I buy a Mark V GT 170 horsepower as a first car? Costs the same to insure as a standard 1.4.
Then absolutely yes.
Well, yes. See you, Eddie. Do those have problems with... Are they a turbo supercharged or are they just a turbo?
A GTD?
No, a GT, but petrol 170,
1.4. Oh, they're
1.4s.
Charger and turbo.
They're problematic,
yes,
aren't they?
If Andy Maxwell was here, he would say, don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
Oh, he hasn't bought it by the time this comes out.
It'd be certainly fun for a standard first car, like 170 horsepower. And that's... Noah has touched on something there that... See, if you stay away from the usual first cars, insurance is a lot cheaper on them.
Yeah.
Because less people have wrecked them. So, like, you get into, like, used to be a level, like, the bigger family cars. You could insure, like, a 2-litre turbo TDI family car quicker than you insured a 1-litre petrol Corsa, because everybody was smacking Corsas.
How good's that 190E?
It's class, yeah. Mark's one.
Yes.
That's Harry's old car. Yeah, it's very, very nice. Nope, here. A VR6 Mark II of 80's heading out. The attention seeker guys away. And to finish up then, another one from Noah. He says, oh, PS, also rebranded, long live cool.air.auto. So there we go. Yep, shout out to Noah. And that is us, folks.
Excellent.
All done for another week or another 2 weeks.
That was meant to be a short one, but I think it was longer than
well, we're about
be.
An hour here, so we're all good.
I thought it'd be 20 minutes, but here, we can waffle.
We can.
So that wraps it up for this week. So thanks again for listening. Share us on the usual social platforms, Instagram, Facebook. Individually we are
at Connor McCann,
at Maxwell House 46,
at V Dubboy, and the Instagram for it's just really
Radio podcast.
On
Facebook and Instagram.
You'll find all updates and episode releases in it.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Yeah.
See you before we go, folks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.